This morning, I would like to share a few thoughts before we go on a time of prayer. And I've entitled this message, "The Alarm Went Off." The alarm went off. With the events that are taking place in our nation, the division and the unsettlement is troubling and worrisome. As a parent for children, as grandparents for your children and great-grandchildren, and as a nation, as individuals, we are witnessing right before our eyes of a society that potentially can fall, not because of the attacks from the outside, but because of the inside. And the Bible says that a house divided will stand strong. No, it does not say that. But the Bible says that a house divided will fall. And for this reason, we know what to do in moments like this when we're witnessing in our nation the division, the hate, the crimes that are being taking place. We're witnessing all of these things. But we as believers, as the Church of Jesus Christ, we have the answer. We know where to go in moments like this. We know where to run to, who to run to. We know what to do. And what I want to share today, that it's not just for today, but it's today for days to come, that we will always be reminded that God is our fortress, that God is our strength, that God is our hope. As believers, we must understand that the battles is not between Republicans and Democrats. But this battle is spiritual, and we should not fall into the trap of thinking that everything can be resolved by human efforts. It's a spiritual war we face, and this battle is won in prayer, and that's what we're committed to do this morning, to pray, to pray. The attempt of assassinating President Trump yesterday, it's a horrific act that have been seen around the world on live television, and all of us are probably aware by now. But this kind of heinous acts are bringing division even in a deeper way in our nation. And this morning, I want to talk to you as believers. As believers, where are we as believers? As the Church of Jesus Christ. And as I just read and made a statement that our battle is not between parties, our battle is not between certain people, but our battles is against the enemy itself. Because the Bible says that he came to kill, steal, and destroy. But the Bible also says that Jesus said out of his mouth that I came to give you life and life in abundance. And as believers, this is where we stand. We stand at the promises of the Lord, even in a moment of darkness, even in a moment where it seems like everything is collapsing around us. We run to Jesus because he had come to give us life. And not only life, but life in abundance. And not only life on this earth, but eternal life that we can be secure with him. Hallelujah. And what do we do in moments like this where there is so much hate, where there is so much uncertainty? And don't think for a moment that, well, it doesn't matter what happens out there. No, what happens out there affects our daily lives, my brothers and my sister. It affects our children. And for that reason, we are to pray. Now, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and down says this. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and down says this. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. The first thing that we as believers, if we run to different areas of feeling secure, putting our hope in people or putting our hope in certain parties of this nation, we are lost. But it says, be strong in whom? In the Lord. As believers, we're always to run to Jesus Christ and be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Hallelujah. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not, say with me, do not. One more time. We do not. We do not fight against men. We do not fight against Democrats. We do not fight against Republicans. We do not fight against independents. We do not even enter into a war like that as believers. But we know where this battle is being won. My brother, my sister, it saddens my heart to say this, but there's so many believers that chose a different battle. There's so many believers chose to fall into the trap of social media and expressing the hate that they feel inside of their heart. And let me say this, we're people still. It doesn't mean that we don't have feelings. It doesn't mean that we do not have different things that go through our mind. We face different challenges in our life. But we have the power of the Holy Spirit to help self-control and to overcome the snares of the enemy. That we do not fall into the trap of taking a position and feeling that we are to revenge with anger. Let this belong to the Lord. Vengeance belongs to the Lord, not to us, but to the Lord. And in a time of division and a time of brokenness in this nation, my brother, my sister, as believers, let us run to prayer. Let us run to the Lord, because we wrestle not against those things. For we do not wrestle against the flesh and the blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Verse 13, therefore, take up the whole armor of God. It doesn't say, therefore, the whole armor of God is attached to you when you become born again. It doesn't say that. But it's a willing choice that me and you are to make this morning and in the days to come. It says, therefore, say with me, take up. Take up, it's action. It's me and you, we choose to take up the whole armor of God. We choose to do that. That you may be able to do what? To withstand. In what days? In the evil days. So see, in the book of Ephesians, the word of God is reminding us believers that we are not to engage into the battles that are of this world. But we should be wiser, and we are wiser, to know that the battles that we see that are happening in this world are spiritual. And for that reason, me and you are to agree with the word of God. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil days. And having done all, to stand firm. To stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth. Oh, there's so much truth in this world. But we know the only truth that always was, is, and will be is the word of God. Hallelujah. Because the world, whatever definition of truth they have you noticed it always changes, depends who speaks? But the word of God never changes. And having put on the breastplate of righteousness and the shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, how many circumstances? Does the circumstance that happened yesterday matter? Does this pertain to all, or it's a different because it's political? Is it a different circumstance? No. How many circumstances? All. Take all circumstances. Take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Hallelujah. And I'll stop here. We are believers that have hope. We are the believers that have the answer. We are the believers that know who is in charge. It is God Almighty. Hallelujah. God is in control. God has extended mercy again and again upon this nation. God has blessed this nation beyond measures. For that reason, even me as an immigrant, find myself here living for 24 years, and so many of you that are coming here from different nations. We came here because this was, so to speak, the promised land. But we also are seeing the confusion and the division. And now we are never to fall into a trap of choosing to fight these battles on our own strength and on our mind with our fingers and screens. But we are to fight this battle in the prayer closet, my brother, my sister. As believers, we are to do just that. I want to talk about for a few moments about Elijah. And it came a moment where Elijah had this words to say, "How long will you go limping between two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." We have a choice. We have a choice as a nation to come to a point in our lives to say, how long am I gonna falter between two opinions? How long am I gonna be torn apart between two parties? How long am I gonna choose to fight on my own strength? Because this is where we are, and the result is just that, what we see before us. But Elijah began to speak to a nation that was divided, and a nation that was in a turmoil. When the nation of Israel even was divided, when they were worshiping false gods. And now Elijah has a word to say, how long? You choose today who you're gonna serve. If you choose today to serve God, then God will be your refuge. God will be your fortress. He will be your defender. He will be your provider. He will be your foundation, and he will be everything for you. But if you choose contrary to that, know that that's a false god, and there will be a result coming from that. But then this is what he says in chapter 18, verse 30 and down. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come near me." And all the people came near to him, and he repaired. Say with me, repaired. Just remember this word. He repaired the altars of the Lord that had been thrown down, which means that in the past, there were altars there. You hear me? Which means that there was a moment in life that these altars were serving for the purposes of the Lord. But then because of compromise and because of confusion, because of turning away from the Lord, those altars were torn down. And one of the things that Elijah is doing now, he is repairing the altars. Elijah took the 12 stones, which these 12 stones represents the tribes of Israel. And during that time, the Israel nation was divided between them. They were not walking in unity. And now Elijah is showing such a picture that if you want the presence of the Lord, you must be united. You see the society out there. It's like the day of Elijah. There's so much darkness, it's out there. But with inside the church, there's so much division. There's so much division. And Elijah, he knows. He has a word to the nation. Choose whom you're gonna serve today. But eternally, he's repairing the altars. He's repairing the altars. Elijah took 12 stones according to the numbers of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord came, saying, "Israel shall be your name." And with the stones, he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench above the altar, and great as would contain two sacks of seed. And he put the wood in the order and cut the bowl in pieces and laid it on the wood. And he said, "Fill four jars with water and put it on the burnt offering and on the wood." And he said, do it a second time. And they did the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran around the altars and filled the trench also with water. I want to stop here for a moment. For Elijah to pour water during a time of famine, that was dangerous things to do. I didn't plan to talk about this, but he was doing things that were abnormal during the season. He probably could have got killed. People are suffering. People are dying out of thirst. And you're taking water and pouring one time, two times, three times. What are you doing, Elijah? You see, it became so abnormal to pray now. It became so foreign to do all of these things. But we are in a dry season, my brother, my sister. We're in a dry season and we need the power of the Holy Spirit that represents the water. It is a type of a water as well. We need that. Hallelujah. Verse 36. And at the time of the offering of the blessing, Elijah, the prophet, came near and said, O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God of Israel. I love Elijah's response that he did not say, let it be known today that you're going to come and smite everybody down. You're going to come in your anger and just wipe everybody out. But Elijah's desire is, Lord, in different words, reveal yourself to people that you are the true God. And this is our position as brothers and sisters, as the Church of Jesus Christ in this nation. We are not to turn to anger. We are not to turn to violence. We are not to turn to those things of the world. But in this moment, we are to pray, God, would you reveal your mercy? Would you reveal that you are a true God? Would you begin to save this nation one more time? Would you cover us with your mercy? This is our prayer. And that I am your servant, in different words. One thing I'm asking you, reveal who you are to these people. And the second thing, let it be known that we are your true servants, that we are following you, that we are your children. Our people at work know that I'm a believer. Our people in our neighborhood know that I am a believer, that I am your true servant. Oh God, make it known that you are a true God and that I am your true servant. And that I have done all these things according to your word. And that's what he says, verse 37. Answer me, Lord. Answer me. That this people may know that you, O Lord, are God. And that you have turned their hearts back. Hallelujah. You see, we don't have the capacity to turn towards God. In our fallen nature, this nation does not have the capacity to turn their hearts on their own towards God. But he says that they will know that you turn their hearts back towards you. And this is going to be our prayer and our cry. God, you turn the hearts of the people back to you. Because you are our hope. You are our only hope. Hallelujah. Then the fire of the Lord fell and the water was in the trench and consumed the water and the wood and everything that was there. Verse 39. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, the Lord is God. The Lord, He is God. And Elijah said to them, seize the prophets of Baal. Let none of them escape. And this is our prayer. That when we're going to do everything what the Word of God is calling me to do, according to the Word of God, I can assure you that God is going to come down in His grace and mercy. And He's going to turn the hearts of people back to Him. Back to Him. And the fire of the Lord is going to come and consume everything that is not of His. And the power of the Holy Spirit is going to work among us. And the glory of the Lord is going to be upon His people. And one more time, we're going to stand in His might and His power and declare the faithfulness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the people are going to say, the Lord is God. The Lord, He is God. And this is our desire, that the people will fall on their faces and turn back to the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says, Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. This scripture is such a serious scripture that it doesn't talk to the world, but it says, if my people, it's a condition. It's a condition. If my people that are called by my name, and over here it says one word, will, which requires action. From my side, from your side, from all of us, it requires action. Will, and there's four things. Number one, humble themselves. Oh, we're the strongest in this nation. We trust chariots and horses, right? Like the psalmist says, but if we trust the Lord, we will see thousands fall to the right and to the left. But nothing, nothing will touch us. Hallelujah. Because we will trust the Lord. The second thing, and pray. And this is what we're going to continue to do, to pray. The third thing, seek my face. It's not just, I'll just pray and that's it. No, we're going to pray and seek your face. And number four, turn from their wicked ways. As believers, one of the most dangerous things for us to be in, to be doing wicked things, says no, but you turn. And then the Lord responds, then, say with me, then. I will, say with me, I will. This is the word of the Lord. Then I will, say with me. What would the Lord do? Hear you from heaven, will forgive their sins, and also will heal the land. And this is what we need this morning for United States of America, for those that are watching online and those that are here. That's what we need, for God to hear us from heaven, to forgive our sins, and to heal this land. Violence is never an answer to anything. We're gonna come to the Lord and ask for mercy one more time. We're gonna ask for mercy.